The programs, including for cancer screenings, obesity, and diabetes, come under the heading of chronic disease programs, and it's a grouping that Blair Horner calls problematic. Horner is the vice president for advocacy for New York and New Jersey for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. He says his organization, along with the American Lung Association and other groups, have written a letter to Governor Andrew Cuomo over concern about the governor's budget proposal for public health programs.
Historically, you could go to the budget and find out how much money was being spent on specific public health programs. So in the case of tobacco control, for example, you could go to the state budget, the proposed state budget, and see how much the governor was proposing. This year, he's lumping together multiple public health programs into one item in the budget and then cutting that amount.
He says the budget does not offer specifics in the so-called chronic diseases line where the programs are put together.
We think that the cancer programs in particular, the programs on tobacco control and cancer services, which provides free screening for the uninsured, cancer screening for the uninsured, those programs are already woefully underfunded, as are the others. And so the governor is basically taking a meat axe to these public health programs, whacking them up nearly around 20%, and creating what is the Albany budget equivalent of the Hunger Games. The groups then will then have to slug it out to see who gets whatever scraps are left on the table.
He says the anti-smoking program receives about $35 million and the cancer screening programs around $25 million. In response to the group's letter and concern over cuts, Governor Cuomo spokesman Richard Azzopardi, in an emailed statement, says consolidation will have no adverse effect on transparency, access, or quality of services. He adds, quote, "These reforms will ensure New Yorkers receive better and more efficient services at less cost." Dr. Michael Caldwell is the Dutchess County Health Commissioner. He's also a gubernatorial appointee to the state's Tobacco Prevention Advisory Board, which is charged with advising the state health commissioner on tobacco issues.
It just seems like we're going backwards if we're not strengthening our chronic disease efforts.
He says any cuts to anti-smoking programs would cut into some of his county's programs, such as enforcing that retailers are not selling cigarettes to minors and providing funding to Smoke-Free Dutchess, an educational program about tobacco prevention and control.
The number one, two, and three causes of death of people in Dutchess County and across New York State are heart disease, cancer, and lung disease. And all of these can be eliminated or reduced through stronger anti-tobacco campaigns.
The Cancer Action Network's Blair Horner says it was during conversations with members of the governor's executive branch that he and others were starting to see the picture about what's at stake in the one budget line.
There's nothing in the budget that clearly delineates how much each program would get. All we know is that currently, if you aggregate all of the funding for all of those programs, you come up with around $75 million. What the governor is proposing is $63 million for those programs in the aggregate. And then the way he wrote his budget, it's left up to the administration to decide who gets what.
Both he and Dr. Caldwell point out that last year, the governor proposed a $5 million cut to New York's tobacco control program, which was not approved. And it is because of this failed proposal that Horner believes the program is on the chopping block this year. He says hearings on the 2013-2014 proposed budget are underway this week, with the State Health Department budget hearing scheduled for Wednesday, and he hopes to learn more at that point. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.